Well, I think it's due to the forces inside government agencies that make them naturally resistant to change. So cultures that favor doing things the old ways, organizational structures that are set up to fight a Cold War Soviet enemy rather than a transnational terrorist organization, and promotion incentives for people working inside the CIA and the FBI that rewarded them for all the wrong things. I'll give you one concrete example. In the FBI in the 1990s, I took a look at the highest civil service award given to government officials. It's called a Presidential Rank Award. And I looked at what those awards were given for. Well, in the FBI, the vast majority of those awards went to people who did old-fashioned criminal investigation. Very few of them actually went to people doing counterterrorism, preventive intelligence kinds of work. Well, those awards tell you what an agency values, what it rewards, what you should be doing. So when the superstars in the FBI are getting rewarded for the criminal division rather than counterterrorism, it's no surprise that counterterrorism was at the bottom of the pile.
Let's go back and look at the infamous Presidential Daily Briefing, or PDB, of August 6, 2001, very well known by a lot of Americans who follow this, and that is, of course, the one that the title was entitled Bin Laden Determined to Strike U.S. Again, a pretty damning document. But you write that this PDB failed to include the best intelligence available about al-Qaeda operatives in the U.S., information that might have made a difference. Then why wouldn't that be in the PDB?
Well, I think that the PDB is a fascinating example. I think most people think of it as a smoking gun that the Bush administration had specific warning. That's very far from the case. There's no specific warning in there. And in fact, what I found was that crucial pieces of information, like the fact that two of the 9/11 hijackers were noticed in January of 2000 at what one intelligence official called the Al-Qaeda convention in Malaysia. These guys were noticed. We knew that one had a U.S. visa in his passport. We knew that another had actually traveled to the United States. That information never made it into the PDB because the system at the time was hardwired to keep information separate. The idea there was a need to know, not need to share. And because we had so many different agencies with different snippets of information and an inability to put all that information together.
We right now, of course, have FBI Director Robert Mueller. He's been in his place just right before 9/11. Louis Freeh was the man at the FBI throughout the 1990s. George Tenet, of course, was at the CIA up until a couple years after the Iraq War began a couple years ago before he left. There's been a lot of criticism certainly of George Tenet. But what about Louis Freeh? You actually make a mention in your book about an admission he writes in his memoir. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Louis Freeh, I looked at his book, and it was a very disappointing book because he doesn't take seriously the reflection that I think the FBI needs to do to understand what it did wrong and how to do better. And I find that this is a real cultural problem inside the Bureau, a desperate unwillingness to examine past problems and unwillingness to admit mistakes and correct them. And I think Freeh's book exemplifies that attitude to a striking degree. And so Freeh, for example, didn't believe in technology and actually asked that his own computer be removed from his office because he never used it. Well, it's really hard to upgrade the FBI's computer systems, which were terribly antiquated, when the top guy of the FBI doesn't use his own computer.